Hey everybody, this is the MTB Strength Coach James Wilson, and welcome to another edition of the MTB Strength Coach Podcast. And today I actually wanted to address a kind of a reoccurring theme that comes up. And I saw this a lot, if you happen to take the time already to fill out my survey that I had sent out and get your free no gym, no problem bodyweight workout program as a thank you, appreciate that, because again, that feedback is extremely invaluable in helping me understand, like, you know, how is my message coming across? Are you guys hearing what I think that I'm saying? You know, what are you interested in? You know, basically, what can I do with the BikeChange.com site to make it more valuable to mountain bikers? Because, again, my entire goal with this is to help my fellow riders basically have more fun on the trail. I mean, that's the only reason that I do this. And so, one of the things, though, that I noticed, you know, in the suggestions thing, and I've gotten emails about this over the years and heard this, you know, from people from time to time, is about how a lot of my stuff seems to be geared more towards the gravity set, the downhill riders, the free riders, the four cross riders, stuff like that. And, you know, to be honest with you, that kind of surprises me a little bit, because that's, you know, I'm definitely more of a trail rider. I mean, I definitely, you know, am a little more aggressive, I guess, than your average trail rider. But I get out and I pedal, and, you know, I like to rip single track. And, I mean, I live in Grand Junction, which is, you know, one of the mountain biking meccas here in the States. And so, anyways, the point is, everything that I write, all my programs, you know, you can't help but have your own personal situation influence where your programs and stuff coming from, how your paradigm is shaped. And so having the pedal to the top of the hill is just ingrained in me. That's just something that I figure that you do. You know, I mean, we're not, you know, I'm definitely not a shuttle monkey all the time. And so, you know, I guess the point is that the programs, the coaching tips and stuff like that, they are geared towards the average mountain biker. Now, I think where the confusion comes in, and where people hear downhill and free ride and a lot of my tips, is because I am definitely talking about the more aggressive side of riding, all aspects of riding, you know, like standing up and hammering up a hill. To me, that's more aggressive. That's the aggressive aspect of mountain biking. That's a more aggressive approach than sitting and spinning circles up a hill, right? So standing up and hammering up a hill, you know, descending with more confidence, you know, trying not to shy away from the technically challenging sections, you know, standing up and pedaling, you know, a flat piece, a single track, and jamming and seeing how fast you can go. You know, to me, those are the more aggressive aspects of riding, and that's really what I try to help. You know, most mountain bikers seem to have issues with those aspects of riding, and so that's where I'm coming from when I'm writing my programs and you know, creating blog posts and tips and stuff like that. And I think that, unfortunately, you know, most mountain bikers, you know, have kind of compartmentalized aggressive riding with the downhill free ride crew. And so I think what's happening is my message is getting lost a little bit on you cross country and trail riders, because you don't understand that you need these things just as badly, if not more, than the downhill freeride crew, because these are things that you don't work on. These are aspects, the more aggressive aspects of riding are usually the weak points in the cross-country and trail riders game. And so that's why it's so important for you. And the other thing that I want to point out is this whole notion that there's somehow a big difference in how you would train a downhill or four-cross racer and how you would train a cross-country racer. I mean, I got to tell you, that's a complete fallacy. There's not the huge difference between what you do with those two riders. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I'm working with, you know, two of the top American downhill racers and one of the top American cross-country racers, Ross Schnell, and you know, my two downhill guys, Aaron Gwynn and now Kyle Strait. Do you think I train those three guys completely different from each other? No, I do the same things with Ross, who races, you know, cross country and long epic multi-stage races and stuff like that. I'm trying to address the same issues with him that I'm addressing with Kyle and Aaron. And the reason is because there is no such thing as a mountain bike specific program. There's an athlete specific program, and how does what that athlete needs in the context of his sport, that's what we try to address. That's what we want to address with our program. So, you know, just let me give you an example here. Now, you tell me, what kind of rider am I describing here, okay? And this rider has poor hip mobility, weak hip strength, an inability to recruit the glutes, overly tight quads and hip flexors, tight pecs and shoulders with the forward rounded shoulder posture, weak upper back muscles, an inability to retract and stabilize the scapula, weak high threshold endurance. You know, any hard, super hard efforts just seem to kind of overly tax this rider. Who did I just describe? Now, if you're sitting there, and honestly, if you're sitting there and you're not thinking, wow, he just described me on some levels, then, you know, honestly, congratulations. I mean, you're doing a lot better than most mountain bikers. But in all honesty, I just described your average mountain biker. I just described, it doesn't matter if you're a downhill racer or a cross-country racer or an average trail rider, I just described an average mountain biker. And so, now, if that's your average mountain biker, if your average mountain biker is facing these issues, you know, poor hip mobility, weak hips, you know, tight quads and pecs, weak upper back, you know, just needs to be overall stronger, you know, higher anaerobic threshold, higher, anaerobic endurance. You know, if this is your average mountain biker, it doesn't matter what distance you race. You know, the differences in how you train a cross country racer and how you train a downhill racer is like 5 to 10% of their overall training program. And yet, I think that we've been programmed by people who are trying to sell us something that everything needs to be specific for the sport, and even within the discipline for the sport. Like, you know, somehow a cross-country racer is going to need a completely different training program than what a downhill racer is going to need, and that's just not true. I mean, in fact, if you talk to, you know, any great strength coach, they're going to tell you that, you know, athletes in completely different sports, you're going to train mostly the same. I mean, you look at, like, how Mike Boyle, you know, trains a baseball player or a hockey player or a basketball player. You know, you look at the programs, and you're not going to be able to pick out and say, oh, yeah, this is a program for a baseball player, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, you look across the board, and the approach to training them is relatively the same, because, you're again, you know, with training, you're working on these basic athletic attributes. You're working on trying to minimize the negative impact of a person's sport. And so these things are pretty much the same across the board. It doesn't matter what your discipline is. So that's why, you know, I've got one program out there, one big program, the Ultimate MTB Workout Program. And I have had everybody from four cross racers to multi-day stage, you know, marathon racers use that exact same program. And I get testimonials from both of those riders about how much it has impacted their riding. So, again, you know, if you're looking for somebody who's going to just, you know, try to bamboozle you with a bunch of different fancy-sounding stuff and a bunch of freaking fancy-sounding scientific terms to try to sell you some, you know, overly thought-out, you know, specialized program, you're in the wrong place. You know, this is, you know, I'm all about the basics. I'm all about teaching you, you know, the three basic pillars of, you know, fitness training, which is progression, variety, and technical mastery. Those are the three pillars that you need to be developing with your training program, and what I really try to help people understand and develop. And so, again, you know, I mean, I guess the main point is, you know, if you're looking for, you know, something really super specific for cross-country racing, and you think, you know, that as a cross-country or trail rider that, you know, you're going to need something completely different, and you're looking for these completely different training tips and exercises and stuff like that, I'm sorry, you're in the wrong place. You know, and if you hear downhill and free ride and what I'm saying, you're missing the point, because I'm not talking about downhill and free ride. I'm talking about the more aggressive aspects of riding. And yes, a downhill and free rider tends to exemplify those things more, but those are the weak spots in your cross-country and trail riders' game, those more aggressive aspects. So that's why you guys need this stuff probably more than the downhill and the free ride crew does. So anyway, so that's basically it. You know, hopefully I've kind of clarified a few things and, you know, helping people understand a little bit better, like where I'm coming from and, you know, where these tips are coming from, and the fact that, you know, there is no difference between how I approach training a downhill rider and a cross-country rider. And if you look at how any great strength coach approaches training athletes, you'll see that, you know, most of what they do with an athlete is going to be the same, because, you know, working on mobility, working on, you know, posterior chain strength, working on grip strength, working on body control, working on symmetry, working on core strength. Again, like, what mountain biker, much less what athlete, doesn't need those things? Everybody needs those things. So again, don't get caught up in this trap of needing some sort of overly specialized program, you know, for you to follow. So anyways, again, you know, if you haven't had a chance to fill out the survey, please do so. You guys can find a link to it right now at bikejames.com, and you do get a, as soon as you fill it out, you get taken to my newest No Gym, No Workout, Real Bodyweight Training for Mountain Bikers program as a thank you for taking the time. And again, that survey really helps me out, and appreciate everybody that's taking the time already. Appreciate all you guys. I mean, you know, everybody who listens to this podcast, everybody who reads my newsletter and blog, I can't tell you how much it means to me that, you know, that you guys look to me for advice and stuff on how to help you guys ride harder and faster, because that's exactly what I'm trying to do. You know, no matter what your discipline, you know, the more aggressive you can be on the trail, the more fun you're going to have. I mean, attacking climbs, you know, feeling like you can, you know, take on technical descent, hammering single track, you know. As I tell my clients in the facility, don't just survive stuff, dominate it, okay? And taking on that mindset, no matter what your riding discipline is, will really help you understand where I'm coming from and how these tips are going to help you. So once again, it's been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems. Hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast here, and I'll talk to you guys in the next one.